This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the beginning of another day for many of you. This is the DJB show. Victoria out this week because she's moving. Jennifer Horn's moved in. Always great to have Kara Schillen in her presence here. I'm Doug Steffen with the best version of us. We have talent. We have ambition. We're raring to go. And prove me right. Would you please, Jennifer?
Well, I hate to start off the hour with a serious story, Dougie, but that's sometimes okay, it must be done.
Yes, it must.
Alex Trebek could be leaving Jeopardy.
No!
All right, so here's the deal. This has been trending. Alex Trebek, who has hosted Jeopardy for a bazillion years. I mean, how long has he hosted? He's hosted that show forever.
I want to say 31 years, 37 years, something like that. He and Sajak both go
yeah.
back.
And he hinted that he might be done hosting the program. He was on Harvey Levin's show. Harvey Levin has TMZ, but he also has a Fox News series. It's a weekly series, and it's pretty good. Harvey Levin actually goes in-depth. He does, like, a deep-dive interview for an hour with someone, and he said his odds of hosting the popular quiz show past 2020 were 50-50 and a little less. He's 78 years old. He suggested two replacements, by the way, for him, which I think is pretty crazy. NHL announcer Alex Faust, who actually just replaced Bob Miller for the LA Kings. He's only been doing the broadcast like for a year and a half, maybe. He's okay, certainly, but I think it's an odd one. CNN legal analyst is the other person. Laura Coates got the nod from Alex Trebek. He mentioned to the producers, he said not so long ago, that the fellow that does play-by-play for the Los Angeles Kings, that they should consider him, according to Alex Trebek. Alex Faust is only 28. When asked about the potential for a female replacement, Trebek quickly mentioned Laura Coates. Both expressed surprise and thanks on Twitter after the host's comments aired. That's a big deal because both of these people are not very well known, and to have Alex Trebek as one of your fans, that's a pretty big deal. LeVar Burton has said he'd like to do it. Ken Jennings, who was such a big winner on the show, said that he would maybe like to host it. Now, there's been no confirmation that he plans to leave when his contract expires, but he's hinted at retirement pretty regularly over the past years.
Retirement from what? They work 21 days a year.
I know. That's well, he underwent, guys. He had brain surgery in December for blood clots after he fell down. So, look, maybe, Dougie, you've been looking for this. You know you want to be a game show host.
I have. I've had several opportunities.
What is get an agent?
Right, that's it, right. Yeah. Get an agent. And then get a job. All right, so the end of Alex Trebek, interesting. California is the focus of a number of things here. The Supreme Court in California has ruled that employers have to pay workers for the time they spend completing off-the-clock tasks. Oh, my God.
I'm okay with this one.
Yeah, not me.
Because, well, look, when people clock in at the company that I run with my dad, they clock in when they get in and they clock out when they leave. Yeah. Is it really fair to ask that there's a whole set of opening tasks before you're actually on the clock?
Well, why are they off the clock? Why aren't the opening tasks when you get onto the clock? I guess that would be my question.
That's what I'm getting, and that's kind of what I think the court was saying, too. Yeah. You should be paying your employees if they are doing the job. There was also an interesting ruling by the Ninth Circuit Court about Taco Bell's, specifically in California. And this one I actually agree with the court on. They said that there were employees at Taco Bell who were using their employee discounts to buy food for lunch. When they would take their lunch breaks. And then those employees would disappear. Taco Bell changed their policy to say, look, if you are going to use your employee discount on Taco Bell food, you need to stay in the restaurant and consume it. And the Supreme Court said, yes, Taco Bell has the right to mandate that employees eating discounted food have to stay in the restaurant to do it.
Why?
As opposed to taking off and leaving. Well, I would imagine it has to stem from something, which would mean to me somebody was abusing it. So maybe the employee was buying half the menu to take to their family or their friends on their lunch break or something like that, and they're taking off instead of actually just using their discount for themselves.
If you want to do that, you put it in a bag and you take it with you when you leave work and you heat it up when you get home. You can get around that about 87 different ways.
You got to eat the food you buy with the discount there. If you pack your lunch or if you buy the food at full price, then you can leave the premises.
So what's the discount on a 99-cent taco?
I don't know, but it must be significant to the people that are working there.
My son and I had a lengthy conversation about minimum wage this weekend. We were playing with Miles in the park. Yeah. And so he and I don't agree on how it all should work. Mostly because there's this thing in the air in California that affects
people. In the drinking water, actually.
Yeah, I think it must be. Right, yeah.
You come here and you need to make $20 an hour, and your employer just has to figure out how to make it happen.
Right. It just, for me, all of these things, the battle between Starbucks and, here's another one, Starbucks, this actually I think is an outshoot of what the California Supreme Court just ruled. He sued the company for not paying him for closing. It took 4 to 10 minutes after he clocked out each day. So he says his paid time, unpaid time added to $100 after 17 months. In my world, I can't stand clock watchers. That's why I don't pay in terms of looking at the clock and how many hours you're doing this, that. Okay, here's the task. This is what you need to get done. You take as much time as you need. This is what needs to be done. That's it. So, and I find that paying people, I think the whole, the essence of what we were talking about, Jennifer, the whole notion of minimum wage and being paid by the hour is nonsense. It's an old, outdated motive. Look at people, excuse me, who do piecework. They get paid by what they accomplish. It takes you as long or as little to get the stuff done, whether it's doing somebody's lawn or whether it's washing somebody's car or whether it's building a boat or whatever it is. This concept of being paid by the hour, there's no incentive to get the job done.
I disagree. We pay mostly by the hour at CRN, and I think it's okay. I think it would roughly, when we used to pay salary, we would just figure out what the hourly rate was and come up with the salary. So that doesn't bother me so much. What bothers me is if you know what time it says on your schedule, if you're scheduled to work 8 to 5, and you're expected to do these tasks, you do them. That's your time to get it done. Mm-hmm. So you don't need to be to be arguing at 8 o'clock or at 5 o'clock about when to start, when to finish, and what you should be doing in between. The 8 to 5 time is when you do what you're expected to do. And if you don't, well, there's proof in the pudding that you're not getting done what you need to, what you're assigned to do.
I think that being paid by the hour, however, leads to less production. It's not a productive way of encouraging people to get the job done. But this mentality of being paid, I'm just being paid by the hour, and I'll work when I want to, there's no incentive, especially in the public sector, to get the job done. So we have a disagreement.
Well, no, I don't think it's a huge one. Yeah,
no,
I mean, I understand that what you're saying, for sure. I just think that it depends. It all depends on the work environment and who's signing the checks, who's the boss, and what their expectations are.
I'm the boss.
You're
16
the boss.
Past the hour.
I'm the captain now.
And DJ V Show.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Does your child have the math skills and confidence they need to thrive this school year? Mathnasium makes the difference. We're the authority on math education with more than 1,000 franchise learning centers worldwide. Our expert instructors teach each child face-to-face using customized learning plans to help them start off strong and achieve their academic goals all year long. Give your child an edge this school year with Mathnasium. Find a learning center near you at mathnasium.com to schedule your no-obligation first visit. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math.
If you haven't heard much about the MIND diet, that's M-I-N-D, you will. I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. Alzheimer's and dementia develop years before it becomes evident, so early intervention is key. Antioxidants, coffee, cocoa, exercise, restful sleep. The list of potential preventive measures is long. Current wisdom suggests nutrition plays a major role in forestalling disease. So now comes along the MIND diet. According to a new study, this diet could slash risk by up to 50%, even when adhered to moderately. The diet highlights whole grains, vegetables, nuts, beans, poultry, and fish. It limits saturated fats and processed and fried foods. The MIND diet is actually a blending of other nutritional plans, including the better-known Mediterranean diet. More research is needed, but one thing is for certain. Your brain will love getting some peace of mind. The diet, that is.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertising. This ad is sponsored by Case Legal Media. Attention! This is an important message for anyone that has been diagnosed with cancer after being exposed to Roundup or other weed killers. The Internal Agency for Research on Cancer warned that overexposure to Roundup and other weed killers may increase the risk of developing non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Monsanto, the manufacturer of Roundup, may have known that Roundup and other weed killers were likely linked to organ damage and cancer. This information was hidden from the public as proprietary trade secret since 1981. And Monsanto may have failed to warn of the potential risk of cancer. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with cancer after being exposed to Roundup or other weed killers, you may be entitled to significant compensation.
Call us now at 800-972-1329. Our network of attorneys are ready to fight for you. You'll pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. Call now for a free consultation at 800-972-1329. You must protect your legal rights. 800-972-1329. Again, 800-972-1329.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, let's go to California, Jennifer, where a town is giving a $500 monthly stipend to people who live there. This is Stockton, California, not far from Silicon Valley, America's foreclosure capital. At least it was once. So now they're trying to get people to come there, $500 a month. So can I go there and be part-time?
Yeah, no, I think if you live there, but this was the solution. There's a young progressive mayor in Stockton, and so his solution to an issue in California, and look, I don't like this idea, but I'm going to give the guy credit for coming up with something, because the homeless problem in the state is awful. So while this idea is also awful, at least he's trying. But yeah, $500 for anybody who lives there, and, you know, we'll see what happens. I guess the proof will be in the pudding.
All right. 70% of the city's population minorities, pretty diverse there. They want, can you imagine how much competition there'd be for the 100? They only have 100 $500 gifts, right? I think that's how it works. So good luck to you if you're close to Stockton, California. Get the help of a lifetime. You might want to do what the farmers in China are doing. There are more farmers who are depressed in China than any place else, although we got plenty of them here in America. Maybe this
like
is
like economically something. Depressed or like
both.
Mentally depressed?
Both. So now yoga is being introduced. Yoga training for farmers. The Chinese officials that are working on changing the poverty reality of farmers. Very depressing. I guess the last couple of years has seen more yoga in some of these small villages around China. Average age of the residents, 65. Farmers are part of a rapidly aging population, have a lot of poverty with older Chinese citizens, depression. Remember, they haven't been able to take advantage of the new world order in China as far as the economy is concerned. So in the years since the elderly farmers took up dedicated yoga practice, heads
thank you. most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
It's pretty interesting and different. Boy George and Culture Club unveiling a new song called Let Somebody Love You. It's a single from their first album in 19 years called Life, out in October. Let's listen to some of this. I like it. But I would have a hard time telling you, listening to it, that it was Boy George. It just doesn't sound like his voice. But I like the song. Let Somebody Love You. Go ahead, Karen.
He sounds a lot like raspier, or I think you can just tell that he sounds older, but I like it too.
Yeah, I quite like it. He was on last week. He was the guest disc jockey on Lip Sync Battle. Is that what it's called, that show?
Uh-huh.
At LL Cool J, it's called Lip Sync Battle, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a special week for English contestants, actors, and they had Boy George as the spinner of the records. And he looks the same, got the same crazy hats, same weird sort of approach
to life.
You know what,
though? He's done such an amazing job of staying relevant. We've talked about him multiple times in the last few weeks. And who would have thought, you know, when Culture Club was at their biggest, you know, I used to listen to them when I was younger because my grandma had a CD, and so I was
in the
kind
80s.
Of, yeah, and so when I was a kid.
Your grandmother had a Culture Club CD?
She did. And,
really?
Yep, and so I used to listen to it. And it was kind of like, not that I was embarrassed of it, but it was kind of a, it was Culture Club. They were not groundbreaking musicians. And so it's funny now that we're still talking about them and they have a new album coming out. It's kind of cool. Good for them.
Yeah. He had a polyp on his throat, but apparently he's taken care of that. So they're going to resume their reunion plans with this song and some other songs. They have a they're supposed to do a reunion tour, I think, last spring, summer, wasn't it? I think that was when it was scheduled. And then they had to put it on hold. Anyway, so there are a lot of things that are happening. The record comes out on the 26th of October. Culture Club kicked off first leg of this tour at the end of last month, set up to wrap this weekend in Asbury Park, New Jersey. They're launching a second run at the end of the month, starting in Lewiston, New York. So they're going to make up those dates. This is one of my favorite Culture Club songs, Crank It Up, called Karma Kamini. This is the Old Boy Joy. This is, all the songs always sounded the same to me, and they always sounded good. And so the new thing is a real change. But you're right. He's making himself relevant again.
I love this song so much.
Oh, yes.
It's so cheesy, but it's so upbeat, and he's just, like, happy sounding.
Well,
I love it.
You have a cut from Church of the Poison Mind there, right?
Yeah, hold on a sec.
Yeah. Play one more cut. You've got time there, I think, in comparing all of the old Culture Club stuff. But they all sound the same.
Yeah.
Pretty much. But it's good.
As long as if you've got one good hit and then you make other ones that sound like it, then you're bound to be successful.
Exactly. All right, so we're talking about the relevancy of Boy George and Culture Club, and I'm guessing he's got to be close to 60, if not older than that even. He's at least 60, and you're right, being himself. He looks the same, acts the same, having a good time with those hats. Help yourself, Boy George. Good luck. 28 after the hour.
Can-Am Off-Road Yellow Tag Sales Event is going on now. Hit the trails in the ultimate off-road vehicle. Can-Am is built for ripping through trails, crawling through mud, cruising over dunes, getting the job done, and saving you money. Stop by your local dealer during the Yellow Tag Sales Event and find a great deal or rebate on select Can-Am off-road vehicles today.
Right now, Doctors Without Borders medical teams are operating in some of the most remote and dangerous corners of the world. When front yards become front lines, when disaster erupts, when disease rages, when communities collapse under crisis, at the crossroads of conflict and epidemic, where there are no hospitals, that's where we operate. We go where conditions are the worst because that's where we're needed most. In nearly 70 countries, we're saving lives threatened by violence, disease, malnutrition, and catastrophic events. Donors are vital to our mission. Your response is critical to our response in places where few others will go. That's where we operate. Learn more at doctorswithoutborders.org.
I was a pack-a-day smoker for 33 years. You could see the look in their eye, like they recognized the smell on you, and you just die a little inside because you knew you offended someone. Since I switched to Juul, I don't even think twice about it. It's like a weight lifted off of you.
Stacy made the switch in 2016. To make the switch, visit JUUL.com. Juul Labs compensated this individual for their time and expenses in providing this testimonial. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
National Security Advisor John Bolton has been fired with reactions from one top Trump administration official. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said he's never surprised by anything the president does, including announcing the dismissal of Bolton via Twitter. But Pompeo isn't unhappy with the move, clearly by steaming ahead with the White House briefing that was supposed to include Bolton. The questions included the notion of chaos in carrying out foreign policy.
These have been the president's policies. We give him our best wisdom, but I don't think any leader around the world should make any assumption that because someone of us departs, that President Trump's foreign policy will change in a material way.
The president says a replacement will be named next week. On Wall Street, the Dow was up 74 points, the S&P up 1, and the Nasdaq down 3. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can, because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350350.
Now 34 after the hour here on the DJV Experience. I'm Doug Steffen, Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. I'm pleased to tell you that we have been joined by Warren Eckstein, who has a fabulous radio program that's heard all around the country on hundreds of radio stations every weekend. The important part of Warren being here is that he has been here for nigh on the 30 years. You've been on the air. Let's see. I think you've been on with me since 1993. That was the year I started at KBC. I was at KBC for 3 years, from 93 to 96. And I think almost immediately, because I'd started doing the original program was the Good Day Show, and that has morphed into the DJV Show. But that started in October of 1988. And so I met you 5 years after I started doing this program, and I think very shortly after that, you came on the program. Is that how you recall it? Or do you just... Yeah, maybe he just soon forget that. All right. I want to say hello to a friend listening in Melbourne, Australia. Melbourne, Australia, and Craig Ferguson, who is actually a broadcaster there. He was fiddling around listening to Tune In, and he came across this program. Thank you, Craig. Good to have you listening to us. You'll learn something by listening to Warren. I'm sure of that. I had Disney on my mind for a couple of reasons, Warren. One of them is that they announced their plans to eliminate plastic straws at all of their parks around the world. So that's step number one. That's good. Also, I saw that one of the fellows that has been a big collector of memorabilia at Disney, especially Disneyland, not so much Disney World, but some of the old stuff from the original Disneyland. But you remember the first time you went, because you're a Southern California guy, first time you went to Disneyland?
You listen to my accent and call me a Southern California guy.
Well, but you lived in Southern Bronx, California for ages and ages and ages.
I guess the first time I went to Disneyland was in the early 90s. Yeah, the early 90s. And I spent a lot of time at Disney World when I was doing the Mickey Mouse Club. You know, I was the creature keeper, so I spent a lot of time there. But I kind of prefer Disneyland.
Well, when I saw this thing about the artifacts being sold, like the original Dumbo, this guy selling all of this stuff, I was thinking actually back to what you, because you told me a number of years ago that you had been a trainer, and I wondered what it was like from your perspective. Disneyland, Disney World, this image is etched in our minds. What happens to people and their families, what they do when they go there, they sort of take all of the animals that are there for granted. So what goes on behind the scenes with you as a trainer and with the caretaking of all those animals that are on the Disney properties?
Well, you know, years ago, and again, I'm going to go back to Disney World for a second. Years ago, I was doing a television segment at Disney World on their Animal Kingdom. And I looked around and I was horrified about what I saw, just horrified about the treatment. And it turned out that 6 months later, the person that was in charge of caring for the animals was brought up on animal abuse charges. So that took place. In terms of Disneyland, there's not a whole lot of animals at Disneyland versus Disney World. So I believe now with all the stuff that's out there, Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, I believe now that the care of the animals at Disneyland, I didn't remember seeing any animals at Disneyland, like chickens, ducks, whatever. I think they're absolutely fine at this point. I don't think there's any problem with them.
Is that because there's so much focus on them, or is that just the way, I don't know that much about Disney himself and what he thought about the animal kingdom, but I wonder, what's the mindset of the people that run at Disney now? Because
animals, and that's one of the reasons he was able to give the animals, to anthropomorphically give the animals human tendencies, is because he was so involved and so cared for them. You know, who would make a mouse a hero? So he really did love animals, and I believe that the people in charge really want to make sure that any animals in any Disney location are really taken care of, and I believe they are now at this point. I don't believe there's any more problems there. I believe they're well cared for there.
Yeah. I was looking at a very interesting video, at least video. I'm the first to tell you that violence among animals really bothers me. When I see, I remember when Meredith went to Africa last year, she showed me when she came home some of the pictures of the things that she encountered on her safari in Africa. And it just is part of the animal world for animals to eat other animals. But it bothers me still when I see, like here in my neck of the coyotes that eat the calves or some of the chickens or things that are on the farm. That really bothers me. So I was looking at this video of animals that save other animals. And the way that some animals look out for their kind, you can always see alligators attacking certain types and species, and there's a video of a couple of bison chasing a tiger off of a reservation, you know, that kind of stuff. So what's proper? What's the right approach? What should I be thinking? Because as I said, and you know me, we've known each other for a long time, and I'm very sensitive, and these sorts of things bothers me. Should I be bothered by what is natural in nature? I don't know that you're going to change my mind, but
I'm not going to change your mind because it bothers me too. I mean, who wants to see one animal being killed by another animal? Except that it gets to a specific point in life where you have to say, you know what? That's life. That's the cycle of life. That's the way it goes. In other words, it bothers me more if I see a human jerk hurting an animal or shooting an animal or killing an animal. I just did a whole story on the elephants in Asia. We'll talk about that in the future. But the bottom line is when one animal kills another animal for food, and animals don't kill each other because they don't like each other. It's a survival instinct. So it bothers me. You don't want to see anything hurt or abused. But again, like I stuck up for the coyotes here, Doug. look, we moved on to their property, and there's no reason we cannot learn to live with them. We don't have to destroy them and take over every land, piece of land that they have. So, yeah, it bothers me when you see one animal kill another animal, but I can accept the fact that that's the circle of life.
Yeah. Well,
hard though, as hard as it is.
It is. We were talking earlier about experimentation on animals, animals being put up for adoption that would normally be like pets, cats, dogs, because there are some of these places that still are doing the animal experimentation research, if you will. But then one wonders, I was thinking after we talked about that, what about rats and mice and birds and reptiles and amphibians and even agricultural animals that are used in experiments? What happens to them?
Well, that's the story. These animals, for example, years ago, I remember going down to a research area and having a major argument and a major fight, almost got arrested again. But the bottom line was, what was a food company, and what they did is they had 200 beagles. They want to use the same breed because they want to see the same statistics and the same size animals and whatever. And these dogs were kept in cages. They were fed, of course, properly, and they had vet care, but they had no socialization, no loving, no caring, and it breaks your heart. So that's why organizations like Beagle Freedom Foundation and other organizations like that, that try to get these animals out of research, including rats, including guinea pigs, including hamsters, whatever animals they're using. I don't believe nowadays there's a need. I remember I'm so anti-vivisection because years ago perhaps there was a need, but now with the computer technology, the cells that we have, I really don't believe that anything new is being learned by experimenting on animals. It's just abusive and should not be done.
Latest
not
news.
Not that I have a strong opinion on it.
No. I wouldn't want you here unless you had a strong opinion. Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show is here with us. We're talking about animal issues, animal rights, that sort of thing. The folks at Publix Markets, which is like the Ralphs of the Southeast, have issued a warning. No longer will they allow dogs in the store in shopping carts. Service animals cannot be used in the store. If you have a dog that's a certain so this would come from abuse, I'm guessing. I can't imagine a dog in a shopping in a shopping cart, but hey.
But see, here's the problem, because you have so many people out there that don't really have the need for a service dog, don't have a legitimate service dog that will take their dogs into these places, and it creates a problem for those people that really have the need for it. For example, a lot of people don't see, when you see a veteran with a PTSD dog, a service dog, you might not look like there's any physical damage to that person, but yet he still needs that dog with him. So I don't know how they can ban service dogs. If it's a legitimate service dog, a certified service dog, I don't know if legally they can ban the dog. But the problem again is you can go online and get a certificate saying, listen, my dog's a therapy dog because I have a wart on my butt, and they'll give you one. So you have to really, the problem is not the service dogs, the problem is the illegitimate people that say they need service dogs.
Yeah, well, there's plenty of that, and I have used the service thing to get Charlotte around because I wouldn't ship her in the bottom of the plane, but she knew how to behave herself. A lot of the dogs and other animals that are trained, the owners of the dogs seem not to care about how to have the dog act. It's like having children that don't act well in society. Hello, you're in the public. You need to have your dog behaving to have your children behave. And if you don't have a dog that behaves, then you don't deserve to have the privilege of taking the dog with you on the plane. Simple.
And all the other animals get victimized, like a well-behaved dog like Charlotte. You get victimized because of these people, which is, you're absolutely right. In other words, if you're going to take your dog out into public, and you know, I've been training for years, and I still say the most important thing that any pet guardian can do, training is important, education is critical, but socialize. If you have a well-socialized dog, you can take him to areas, he can enjoy being around people, rather than a dog that's barking or growling or pulling or lunging. The dog's not enjoying it, you're not enjoying it, and it's going to jeopardize other people from having the enjoyment of bringing their pet. So socialize your pet, train your pet, then sit down and have a meal together. That's the way I go for it.
Warren Eckstein, check out his petshow.com. Also, his minerals and vitamin supplements, Hugs and Kisses at hugsandkisses.com. Let me help you lose some weight, if I may. I don't mean you, Warren, but in general, the audience is interested in keeping themselves in shape. The benefits of using Calitren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, the number one healthiest choice for weight loss. The benefits of doing business with this company, been doing the same thing, helping people lose weight quietly for 30 years. They decided to come on this program and promote how it all works because I used it and it worked for me. Other people that I know have used it and it works for them. It is just a fabulous product. And basically, it's you. It's your body. It's collagen. That's an important part of the protein elements in your body. Collagen, the main ingredient of Calitren. Collagen will, as you get older, you don't have as much. They need a supplement. TopLoss.com is the place to go. Order now, Calitren, at TopLoss.com. Use the code DJV for 10% off. That's TopLoss.com for Calitren to lose the weight.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
I was a pack-a-day smoker for 33 years. You could see the look in their eye, like they recognized the smell on you, and you just die a little inside because you knew you offended someone. Since I switched to Juul, I don't even think twice about it. It's like a weight lifted off of you.
Stacy made the switch in 2016. To make the switch, visit JUUL.com. Juul Labs compensated this individual for the time and expenses in providing this testimonial. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
If you haven't heard much about the MIND diet, that's M-I-N-D, you will. I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. Alzheimer's and dementia develop years before it becomes evident, so early intervention is key. Antioxidants, coffee, cocoa, exercise, restful sleep. The list of potential preventive measures is long. Current wisdom suggests nutrition plays a major role in forestalling disease. So now comes along the MIND diet. According to a new study, this diet could slash risk by up to 50%, even when adhered to moderately. The diet highlights whole grains, vegetables, nuts, beans, poultry, and fish. It limits saturated fats and processed and fried foods. The MIND diet is actually a blending of other nutritional plans, including the better-known Mediterranean diet. More research is needed, but one thing is for certain. Your brain will love getting some peace of mind. The diet, that is.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlic.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlic, and it works.
I've been taking Garlic for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlic. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlic every day. No garlic breath. Lots of people like you are choosing Garlic to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlic, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Hurricane Dorian has caused catastrophic destruction and flooding in the Bahamas, and vulnerable children and families are suffering in its aftermath. Project Hope has deployed emergency response teams and medical professionals where they are needed most. They're working with partners to deliver urgently needed supplies. They're working to save lives. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope and their emergency response teams, visit projecthope.org. That's projecthope.org.
Does your child have the math skills and competence they need to thrive this school year? Mathnasium makes the difference. We're the authority on math education, with more than 1,000 franchise learning centers worldwide. Our expert instructors teach each child face-to-face, using customized learning plans to help them start off strong and achieve their academic goals all year long. Give your child an edge this school year with Mathnasium. Find a learning center near you at mathnasium.com to schedule your no-obligation first visit. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription-strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
After the hour, it is the DJ V Show. I am the V. I'm Victoria Keelan with Kara Schillen at our controls in our studio in Washington. And that music signals that it is time to get some car talk in. We have Nick Miles, our auto expert, one of our friends of the show, and he gives us all the updates on everything that you need to know about your current car and maybe your future dream car. Hey, Nick, how's it going?
Good morning from a plane in Atlanta where I spent the night last night.
Are you stuck in Atlanta airport?
Yeah, no, I'm actually on the plane out of Atlanta. I was here last night because Chevy dropped some really big news. After it was taken a hiatus for a few years, they reintroduced the Blazer to the United States. Now, this was one of the vehicles that really threw America into the large SUV trend. Mm-hmm. It continued for many years. The Blazer was a family hauler for many of us when we were growing up. We saw a bunch of them on the road. As the cars got bigger and gas got more expensive, the Blazer disappeared. But last night, Chevrolet introduced the Blazer back to America, and it looks amazing. Perfect family vehicle, loads of storage space. The cool thing is it has a new storage system in the back where you can change the size of the rear trunk. So I don't know if you've ever gone shopping, Victoria, and found those soda bottles rolling around the back of your car.
Oh, yeah.
They'll pin the soda bottles to the back of the seat so they can no longer roll around. Yeah, finally.
Finally, someone has invented that.
Yeah, right? How long has it taken? Soda bottles have been around for 100 years, and now they can actually store them safely in the back of the car.
Now, I'm a Chevy driver. My husband and I have a Chevy SUV that we really love. My whole family has actually turned into a Chevy family. And the Chevy Blazer, the old-school Chevy Blazer, to me is one of the coolest-looking vehicles that America's ever made. I love, like,
that boxy
kind of cool look to it. Does the exterior still maintain that integrity?
No, it's still a large SUV, but it's not like the old one. In fact, Chevy have found a massively successful formula with their new SUVs, the Traverse, which is kind of a size bigger than the Blazer. So if you're familiar with the Traverse, the new Blazer is kind of just a two-row version of that. That Traverse has increased its sales by 80% this year. So they have found the formula that makes American families very happy.
Now, I have a Chevy Trax, which is the smallest Chevy SUV, and then the next step up is the Equinox, which sounds like that's about the same size as the new Blazer. Are they going to replace the Equinox with the Blazer?
The Blazer sits between the Equinox and the Traverse, so it's sort of a size bigger than the Equinox. So it's like a whole family. You line them up together, everything from the electric Bolt up to the Tahoe, and they all sit one by one by one and get a size bigger each time.
Wow, that sounds great. Now, when will this hit the market? When will these be on the lots?
Okay, that was the good news. The bad news is you're going to have to wait until next year at least until it hits the market. They did introduce it last night in Atlanta. It does look really incredible and is going to have tons of really cool tech, but everything that has to be, you know, really cool, we have to wait for. So you'll be looking at it in 2019 as a 2020 model.
So actually, that might be time, because we've got a 2016. That might be perfect for us. That might be the right time when we'll want to upgrade. So that's good news.
You on the list.
Yes.
I'll tell Chevy that you're interested, and I'll have him call you.
Thank you, Nick Miles. Hey, it's all about who you know, right? I also understand you've got some Tesla news. Tesla had kind of a big week this week, right?
Yeah, they did. One of their employees leaked some documents to a journalist that showed that some of the numbers that Tesla have been reporting are actually not true. Now, this has horrible implications for Tesla. If it's found to be these documents are accurate, that then becomes a securities fraud for them, and Tesla could be in serious, serious trouble. The big news is, of course, that Elon Musk couldn't let this lie and was emailing the employee back and forth after he'd already issued summons to sue him. And so now all those documents were printed yesterday by the Washington Post. This could mean a huge nail in the coffin for Tesla. If these papers are genuine, it means trouble for Tesla because they haven't been honest about what they've been telling us about their production.
Now, is Elon Musk, is he culpable in this too? Did he know that they were fudging the numbers, or was he just attacking this one person?
You know exactly how it works. Everybody does. The boss ultimately may have not known anything about it, but because they're the boss, they have a responsibility to know about
it.
So
right.
Elon clearly knew that something was up because his emails between him and the employee yesterday were pretty vicious. And I would tell you, I wouldn't like to be in Elon's shoes today.
Oh, bad news for Tesla. Nick Miles, thank you so much, our auto expert.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.